Now, Governor Evers has released a budget proposal aimed at making prescription drugs more affordable. The governor said in a statement, quote, "No Wisconsinite should have to choose between paying their bills and affording their prescription medication." The wide-ranging proposal includes measures that would put a $50 cap on insulin copayments, import drugs from other countries where they're less costly, and increasing funding for free clinics that provide medication for low-income patients. We're checking out the details, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Have you had trouble paying for medications you need? What kind of things would help you? Do you use insulin in particular? Is it affordable for you? What kind of things would you like to see done to tackle prescription drug costs? And if you work anywhere in the supply chain for a drug company, at a pharmacy, or at a pharmacy benefits manager, love to hear your perspective on the cost of medications. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Shemaine Mills is WPR's health reporter. Shemaine, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, before we get into what is in these proposals, let's talk about where it is and the timing. This is part of the governor's budget proposal. Long story short, this is not something that's going to happen real fast, right?
No. If you've ever followed the budget in past years, you know it's a long, drawn-out process. It starts with the governor. He writes his budget, his wish list, what he'd like to see the state spend money on. Then it goes to the legislature. And as you know, the legislature is dominated by Republicans. They have their own spending priorities, which may or may not agree with the governor's spending priorities. They try and hash out their differences, and eventually you come up with a budget many months later.
Well, let's start digging into the details of what we did hear from the governor. I mentioned insulin, and we hear a lot in the news about this being really a life or death drug for people dealing with certain kinds of diabetes and being very expensive for some people. What kind of things would the governor's plan do for insulin in particular?
Well, his plan deals with bringing down costs not only for the state. For instance, the state buys drugs for employees, inmates, those who are on Medicaid. But the governor's plan also would try to control costs for individuals. And specifically, as you mentioned, capping the copays on insulin. This is a widely used drug. It can be very, very expensive. A year or two ago, there was nationwide outrage when people were paying exorbitant costs for their insulin, along with other items like inhalers. And Congress tried to do something about it, and then the pandemic came. So the issue has kind of been sidelined on a national level because of focus on the pandemic.
On a related note, one piece of the governor's proposal harkens back to something you covered almost exactly a year ago, having to do with pharmacy benefits managers. This was in the legislature. Seems like it got derailed maybe by COVID. What are these PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, and what kind of changes might be in the works here?
Yeah, this is just one element of the supply chain and one reason why it's so hard to find a solution for controlling drug costs. Pharmacy benefit managers are commonly called the middlemen. I'm using air quotes now. What they do is they negotiate prices between the drug makers and those that are buying the drugs, hospitals, and others. So they, because they're negotiating, take a cut. Problem is, we, the public, don't know what the details of these deals are. So there's a lot of money being exchanged hands, and this can result in higher drug prices. So the bill would have provided some transparency to that process. The Office of Insurance, the state regulator, would license these pharmacy benefit managers and just try and regulate them so that it could tamp down prescription drug prices.
At the national level, Shemaine, sometimes we hear proposals saying, hey, we need to be able to import drugs from other companies when there isn't enough competition, for example, in the U.S. to help keep prices down. The governor inches toward that a little bit. What is he proposing there?
Well, this wouldn't be all drugs. This would be some drugs, those that don't have competitors. And bringing in drugs from other countries sounds good. They're cheaper in other places like Canada. It's not easy, though. You have to go through several steps with the federal government. You need approval from the feds before you can do this. So it's not something that's quickly said and done. It's a long process.
So what conditions, again, under this plan, which would have to be approved by the legislature, in what conditions would those drugs be able to be imported?
Well, first, the governor would have to get approval from the legislature. If this is part of his budget, it would need to be signed off by Republicans. And this is something that Republicans previously said they didn't want to do. In the last budget, Republicans said, no, we don't want to do this. So here the governor is reintroducing it. Maybe Republicans will change their mind this time because there is a lot of public pressure to bring down prescription drug prices. And this is one way to do it. There are a number of individuals who are currently getting drugs from other countries. The government has sort of looked the other way. It's not legal, but they're doing it to try and get medication they need. So it remains to be seen if this will go anywhere. Right now, I was told by AARP Wisconsin that there are several states that have taken the steps to do this, but they have not yet gotten approval from the federal government. So who will be the first remains to be seen.
We're talking to WPR health reporter Shemaine Mills about Governor Evers' budget plans aimed at reducing prescription drug costs. We'll check out some more of the details, and we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts on these proposed changes, your questions about what they involve. Do you use insulin? Do you think a cap on insulin copayments is a good idea? Pharmacists, healthcare professionals, what are your thoughts on the cost of prescription drugs? What would you want to see from the state government when it comes to prescription drug affordability? Share your thoughts, questions, and experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our talk with WPR health reporter Shemaine Mills on the governor's proposal to boost prescription drug affordability. He has plans that he'll include in his state budget proposal. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had trouble affording prescription drugs, or maybe someone in your family has? Are there changes you'd like to see in the system to try to control costs? And if you work in this line of work, let us know what you're seeing at 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Carrie is with us in Sparta. Carrie, hello.
Hello. You know, I've been on insulin for quite a while and watched the prices go absolutely astronomical. I believe this is all to do with who's getting their pockets lined at the time. You know, lobbyists have to have some money to work with, and a $600 pack of insulin is just going to go into their pockets, which is going to go into our legislatures. What they need is more regulation on what the lobbyists can do and what these pharmacies can do. The people who are – there's plenty of it. They never patented it. He just let it to everyone who would make it, but they regulate it so much that now we can't get it.
Carrie, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Shemaine, Carrie, talk about the influence of pharmaceutical companies, but then insulin, again, this seems like one of those prescription products that's gotten a lot of attention, Shemaine.
It definitely has, and seven states have capped insulin copays during the pandemic. That's how big an issue this is. Wisconsin is not one of those states. We did have a bill in the last session introduced by a Democratic lawmaker, but it didn't go anywhere. So there have been proposals to cap the cost of insulin, but they haven't gone anywhere. And part of the governor's proposal would create this board that would regulate prices, not just insulin, but create some barriers for how high you could go, create a ceiling. Now, that, of course, is just a proposal. We'll see where it goes, but there are efforts to try and get these costs under control.
Thanks a lot for that call, Carrie, at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Dan now in West Allis. Dan, hi.
Hi. Yeah. I've been calling this morning, or I heard this morning on the Ideas Network, that other countries treat their medical system like a utility, and it's all regulated by the government. So everything is price capped. You know what you're going to pay before you get there. It just makes sense. The free market economy in our medical system is just, it's an epic failure.
Dan, thanks for the call. Shamin, Governor Evers' plan doesn't go, I think, where Dan is hoping it would go compared to other countries. These are, in the scope of things, not huge changes in our healthcare system being proposed here. Do you think that's fair to say?
Exactly. I mean, our market is designed to work so that it's competitive, and ideally that would keep prices down, but that isn't always the case. And in other countries, the government has stepped in. Now, that is not what is happening here. We're kind of nibbling at the edges. In the past, you've had action at the federal level. For instance, there was a federal drug plan under George Bush. They realized that they needed to get lower prices for seniors. This effort is a little broader, but there's recognition that people are having trouble affording needed medication, so something needs to be done.
Dan, thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Shamin Mills, WPR health reporter, looking at plans from the governor. He'll include them in his next budget proposal aimed at reducing the costs or limiting the costs of certain prescription drugs. Still time for your call with your questions, your thoughts, and maybe your experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Another piece of this puzzle in these proposals, Shamin, the governor looking to use the buying power, combining different places where the government is paying for prescriptions to try to use that as leverage for bargaining power. What would that look like?
Right. You hear about this often, you know, having a large group to use that leverage and bring down prices. That is why large employers get better prices on drugs and their healthcare, and why healthcare and medication is so expensive for the individual, because you're paying the sticker price as opposed to a negotiated price that can drive that down. And that would save taxpayers money too. If the state can buy drugs in bulk for a number of programs, that'll bring prices down.
And which programs would this plan bring together to harness that negotiating power, I guess?
Well, right now, we're buying different for inmates, for employees. So try and bring that all together under one roof would leverage that power.
Thanks. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. So timeline here, Shamin, we'll get to in just a minute as we wrap up. You also spoke with some pharmacists about these proposals. What kind of things did they tell you?
Well, a pharmacist I talked to in Baraboo said, frankly, there's just not much regulation of drug prices, so companies can charge what they want. And she herself questioned, why does Canada have lower prices? She agrees that drug makers should be reimbursed for the research costs. But she said there's a limit. Consumers need to be able to afford their medication.
Let's go back to our callers now. John is with us in Elkhorn. John, hi.
Yeah, I get medicine. I have AIDS. And the medicine that I need, just my cost, is over $6,000 a month. And so in order, like this year, at the beginning of the year, my insurance is $7,000 out of pocket. So I had to apply to a foundation in Madison, and which I got approved, and they help pay the copay. And then once it's paid up, well, it gets covered by February, then the insurance covers it for the rest of the year. But if you didn't have insurance, if it wasn't for Obamacare for me to get insurance, I would be not able to get my medicine at all.
John, thanks for that call. Shamin, is there anything in the governor's proposals about those very expensive, in this case, AIDS medication, very expensive medications that people rely on?
No, there isn't. It deals with insulin copays. But John's question brings up an important point in that having insurance is great, but some of the deductibles are in the thousands of dollars. So that's a barrier right there. It sounds like his medication is very expensive and he has to buy a lot of medication before he gets to that point the insurance kicks in. And that's part of a larger problem where many people don't get to that point. We have a lot of free clinics and programs which are helping people out get the medication, but it points to that larger problem of insurance in and of itself is not the answer, not when there's a large deductible.
Thanks for that call. Time for one more caller. Paul is with us in Beaver Dam. Paul, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to discuss how the free market can't possibly work in the medical marketplace. And in this case, we're talking about drugs, but it really extends to the entire thing. Now, a free market requires multiple suppliers and multiple buyers, and it has to have a decision point at which the supply and demand balance. Now, in the medical marketplace, the buyers look at it not from which is the most expensive or the least expensive and who should I buy from. They look at it like, I'm going to live or I'm going to die. That's
Paul,
not a free market.
I'm going to jump in, Paul. Thanks. We're just about out of time. Thanks for calling in. Shamin, again, the timeline, when will this be formally unveiled in the governor's budget? And well, I won't ask you to predict when the budget will be signed off on.
Well, February 16th is when the governor will produce his budget. And he's already said he wants to lower prescription drug prices, a couple other items in there he's already announced. He'd like to see more broadband access. And then also, I'm forgetting what else. Oh, unemployment system. He wants to improve the system for unemployment payments. So prescription drugs, unemployment fixes, and those are going to be in the budget, which will come out February 16th.
Shamin, thanks for joining us again.
You bet.
That's WPR Health reporter Shamin Mills looking at prescription drug proposals from Governor Evers.